Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are called to peace and be thankful.
Won't you stand and worship with us? I just want you all to know that you're all very important members of the body of Christ, and He is so looking forward to hearing from you today. You are holy.
You are holy.
You are mighty.
You are mighty.
You are worthy.
You are worthy.
Worthy of praise.
Worthy of praise.
I will follow.
I will follow.
I will listen.
I will listen.
I will love.
But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him, and by His wounds we are healed.
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. Punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. By His wounds, we are healed. He was pierced for our transgressions.
He was
crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon Him. By His wounds we are healed. We are healed by Your sacrifice and the life that You gave. We are healed for You Transgressions, he was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds, we are healed. He was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our sins. Punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds, we are healed. By his wounds, what can wash nothing but the blood of Jesus.
I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Let us pray. Father God, we are thankful that there is nothing we can do to separate us from your loving presence. This is the faith that we hold on to. Even we don't see your hand or feel you near us. Come to us today with your transforming power and your abundant life. We pray that you will meet each of us at the point of our deepest needs. Open and soften our hearts to receive all that you have for us. Some of us are carrying heavy and challenging burdens, fears and uncertainties. Fill us with your love that casts out all fear. Touch us with your comfort that heals our wounds, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Infuse us with your grace that restores our souls with your joy and renews our hope. You are the source of new and transformed life, new revelations, and new opportunities. Let your steady hand guide all nations and renew truth. A new hunger and thirst for your love to rule the earth. By your grace, help us to lay claim to the promise Jesus made to his friends that they would receive power to be his witnesses. Empower us to be partners with you in creating a world where justice prevails and where love overcomes. Gracious God, send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and serve to your praise and glory in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day his daily bread, and forgive us who trespass as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
See, at this time, if the ushers would like to get prepared to take the tithes and offerings, we'd appreciate it.
the path is daunting, and every step exhausting. I'm not alone, I'm not. Draw me closer. All these burdens on my shoulders. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. You pull me from this place.
From my knees and